A compensation package for the last remaining stallholders at Dublin's Smithfield Fruit and Vegetable Market is believed to involve up to €5 million. A total of 11 businesses had to agree to move out before restoration could take place. The redevelopment of the 127-year-old market could take more than 2 years to complete. This report from our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain.
That's the sound of a Bedford truck at the Smithfield Market one early morning in 1962. It had replaced the traditional horse and cart and in turn was replaced by diesel forklifts. But from Friday, there'll be silence during the early hours at the Victorian Fruit and Veg Market. Local resident Larry Mooney, who's retired from the market, says he'll miss the sounds.
And I worked in the market all my life, nearly 45 years. And it's very sad to see it go. It's over 100 years old. You know, when I started out when I was only 14. I'm 70 years of age now. And I have a lawyer in the mornings, but I'm still up the same time. I have to in the morning. That's the time I used to go to work. I have to in the morning.
Another resident, Linda Fitzpatrick, is also sad to see the market go.
It can be our childhood memories. You know, and so that'll all go now. You know, so it's something you're going to have to get used to, and that's, maybe the pace might be nice as well. Well, I've seen plans 10 or 15 years ago for this. They were showing us the beautiful markets in Barcelona or something like that. But it's not for the locals, it's for visitors.
For many of the traders, the market has been their family history. Joe Duffy's florist stall was started by his grandfather, who married a woman from the market.
We date back right to the 1900s. I think my grandfather was one of the first merchants to come into the market, and he worked in a company called Fletcher's and Sons. My grandfather would have met my grandmother, who was a Brady. The Bradys had potato merchants and seed merchants, and this is how they met. In the 60s, it was very vibrant, very, very busy. Thousands of growers coming in every morning. So it was really before supermarkets got hold of the business. The supermarkets would bring in a lot of their own produce direct themselves because they're big enough. It's like if you look at your greengrocers, your florists, they're in decline over the last so many years, really since the 70s. It's kind of gut wrenching in lots of ways that, you know, I have two children, but they're not keen to continue on.
No one is willing to confirm the exact amount of compensation for the last 11 traders to move out, but it took years to get an agreement.
And negotiations are quite slow at the corporation, but thank God we've got there eventually. So it gives me a chance to continue on the business. It'll give me the resources to continue to pay our staff and run it as a business. And I think I'm happy enough at this stage.
Current redevelopment plans envisage 50% wholesale, along with 50% retail. This may have to be revisited because of the changing market, according to independent councillor Neil Ring.
Speaking to a lot of the wholesalers, they've moved off-site, obviously, to facilitate the regeneration and redevelopment. And a lot of them have places now and aren't particularly interested in coming back. And when you see places in London, for example, the Borough Market, which successfully went from wholesale to retail over a number of years and is a really successful market, I think that may be the model we'll be looking at. But again, the councillors agreed 50-50. If that has to change, it'll come back to the councillors. I, for one, and I know speaking to other councillors, we want this area and this building regenerated, redeveloped. So whatever comes back, I think we'll be supporting fully.
Dublin City Council will be going out to tender for a design, build and operate contract for the redeveloped market, explains Assistant Chief Executive Richard Shakespeare.
We're really talking about upgrading everything from the light, the heat, water, you know, sanitary facilities, but also creating the opportunity for 60 to 80 food outlets, you know, everything from meats to bakeries to fish to cheese. It's a great opportunity, I think, to link the retail offer that we have down in from O'Connell Street right the way up through to Smithfield and onto Collins Barracks, in terms of it's a real tourist trail from O'Connell Street up. And it also, you've got to figure out there's 70 to 80,000 people living directly in it. So I think, you know, a retail food market can be of great benefit to those residents.
There have been plans before which failed because of the recession, and negotiations have caused further delays. But the City Council believes this long-awaited redevelopment is now on track.
Deep-rooted change doesn't happen quickly, and you're better off doing this with a reasonably broad consensus of opinion amongst everybody, and I think we've actually managed to achieve that by taking our time.
Richard Shakespeare from Dublin City Council, ending that report from John Kilrain.